everybody. Welcome into another episode of Investing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Clayton Morris. This is the podcast where we focus on buy and hold real estate for the purposes of creating passive income. That's what this podcast is totally focused on. We're not talking about flipping houses. We're not worried about making appreciation and flipping a house. We're not worried about huge boxes of equity, although that's nice, and having a little bit of equity in our properties is always great, but we are focused on cash flow. Cash flow is king here on the podcast, and today I want to talk about something I think is really powerful. Every time I talk to an investor, you know, over the holiday, it was a lot of different dinner parties and holiday parties, and a couple of our friends, you know that we do real estate investing, and they work a paycheck job. They have to travel to the city on a regular basis, you know, like 35, 40 minute commute on the train. And they have money in the stock market. They have money in savings, but they pay a lot in taxes. And they knew that real estate investing is the way to both mitigate their taxes, create passive income, and really just kind of get out of the rat race. And so they were really, we're sitting around a fire, having glasses of wine and talking and really picking our brain, Natalie and I, about you know, how this works. How do you do this? And we were walking them through the whole process and why we believe you don't see television commercials for real estate investing, right? You don't, because there's no middleman, right? You buy a property, a tenant goes in the property, and you have it managed by a property management company. It's as simple as that. You can turn on television and see commercials for Fidelity. They spend millions of dollars marketing to you because they make money off of your money. That's why they spend so much on commercials. Let us plan your retirement. Follow the green line, Fidelity, you know, and Wells Fargo and all these other companies, right? They spend millions of dollars in television commercials to make money off of your money. So I said, you're most, you know, frankly, most real estate investors, you wouldn't even know them to look at them. You know, if you looked around a room and, you know, I guarantee you there's probably real estate investors in that room that have 100 properties. They're probably multimillionaires. You wouldn't know it because they're not on TV. They don't do other things like that. They're sort of quiet ninjas. And they make a lot of money, they have huge net worth, and they have positive cash flow. But one of the common questions that I get from new investors who are thinking about real estate investing is this misconception about how quickly will I make my money back? So that's what I want to talk about today. It's this idea of, hey, Clayton, when will I make my money back with this investment? Now, if you've ever read the ultimate book in real estate investing, which is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, you know that he talks about this mentality. And the reason that I don't think this way about properties and investing any longer is thanks to Robert Kiyosaki. One of the things that he talks about in the book is that that is the wrong way to look at investing in real estate. Asking the question, when will I make my money back? So let's say I buy a $40,000 or $50,000 home. You're asking the question, when will I make that money back? Well, if I did the math on that, right? Let's just say for round numbers, a $40,000 house. When would I make that back? Well, let's say it's renting for $700 a month times 12, $8,400, okay, per year. So $40,000. Roughly, I'm just doing rough numbers here, divided by $8,400 is roughly about 4 years, roughly 4.7 years, so about 5 years, you would make that money back that you initially invested in that house. But here's what I want to say, that's the wrong way to look at it. Why? Well, because right now that $40,000 that you had sitting in the bank is not really doing anything for you, right? It's not producing cash flow. It's not producing anything. Maybe gathering some interest, right? Maybe your interest rate on that particular investment, maybe it's 1% in a savings account or something like that. But it's not actually now turned into cash flow. So yes, you'll make it back in 5 years, but that's the wrong way to look at it, according to Robert Kiyosaki. Instead, that $40,000, we are now taking that pile of cash and turning it into a stream of cash. That pile of cash is now turning us into a stream of cash because now it's producing a constant flow of $700 a month in rent. And where it was sitting in the bank not doing anything – Now I own a property, my net worth has increased, and that property is producing cash flow. Now, on all the houses I do, I like to have a rock solid house for 10 to 15 years where I don't have to worry about repairs. So whenever we do a renovation with my company, you know, what I'm always making sure, so we got a new water heater, new furnace, we're updating the roof if it needs updating, new windows if they need updating, if they're in great shape, it's silly to waste money on that, but we'll put in new vinyl windows, new electric, new plumbing, and of course, cabinets, kitchen, bath, all that sort of stuff as well. But my point is, when that stuff is then taken care of, I'm not going to have repairs to worry about for 10 to 15 years. That's the goal on every one of my properties. Well, guess what? In 15 years, I will have tripled the amount I put into that property, right? Because 5 years, 5 years, 5 years. Now I've literally made back that money three times over that I put into it. But again, I really don't care. Because again, I'm turning that $40,000 into cash flow. So even in 15 years where I haven't had any major repairs to worry about, I've now tripled my investment in the amount of money I've made back. But at the end of the day, okay, it's not like a stock. I'm not selling the stock in order to make my profit like you would with a house trying to flip a house for appreciation. I hope that this sinks in. It's a common question from new investors. A close friend of mine, a former co-host of mine, actually, he invested in restaurants. He's, you know, he's seen his father-in-law build a massive company and a multimillionaire. And so one of the questions, he knows that he wants to get into real estate investing. He's just a little scared about it. And he said, well, when will I, so usually what takes like 3 to 4 years to make your money back? And I always feel like a bit of a, I don't know, New Jersey kind of guy going, well, actually, buddy, that's the wrong way to look at it. Yes, you will make it back if that's your concern. But what you're doing is taking that money and now having it produce for you. You're turning it into a working machine rather than sitting there in a dusty bag of coins in a bank. Again, we're focused on passive income and creating streams of cash instead of piles of cash. Remember, piles of cash don't do anything for you. A constant, steady stream of rental income coming in every month while you travel to Barbados, that's the life that I want to live. That's the life we should all want to live. Or even if it's just spending more time with our kids and not going to Barbados, freeing up more time in our day to not take a train ride into the city, but to be able to spend time with our families. That's how you create true freedom, true financial freedom. So let's try to get rid of that mindset altogether, shall we? Let's try to rip that out of our brains. And when you are gathered around dinner tables talking with your friends because you've taken action in real estate investing and they say to you, hey, John, hey, Sally, when will you make your money back? Take like what, 4 or 5 years to make your money back? I want you to look at them across the table and say, nope, that's not how we look at it. That's the wrong way to look at it. Because right now, buddy, right now, John, right now, Sally, that money is sitting in your account, not doing anything for you. That's today's podcast. I hope I drilled this home because I hear it so often. I want to try to change that mental paradigm. If you are ready to take action in real estate investing and you would like to talk to our team, we would love to help you. You know, we run a turnkey company, so that's what we do. We make it very simple, simple three-step process. Just come over to our website if you're interested in learning more. We've got some great resources up there, some videos, testimonials from clients who we've worked with for many years. Check it out. Go to Morris Invest. That's my last name, morrisinvest.com, and check it out. And we'd be happy to talk with you. Or if you're taking action on your own, wonderful. I'd love hearing how our investors who listen to this podcast just went out and bought a 12-unit apartment complex in their backyard. Wonderful. I don't care what it is. Take action, folks. That's what this podcast is devoted to, helping you take action in real estate investing, however you do it. Go out there, everyone. Take action. Become a real estate investor. And we'll see you back here on Wednesday with another episode of the podcast. Much love to all of you, and have a great day.